Hello and welcome to On Design. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Each week we tackle an aspect of design that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. And as the US gears up for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Monocle's contributing editor Andrew Muller takes a closer look at an object at the centre of the debate about the future of the NFL, the American football helmet.
In the second quarter of the other weekend's American Football Conference title game, the effective semi-final leading to this Sunday's Super Bowl, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski was hit helmet to helmet by Jacksonville Jaguars safety Barry Church. It was a big hit, as is by definition any hit that stops Gronkowski, who is near as dagnabbit, 2 metres tall, weighs 120 kilograms and can run 40 yards from a standing start in a blink over 4.5 seconds. It was swiftly clear also that Gronkowski was in considerable distress. Glassy-eyed, jelly-legged, a halo of tweeting cartoon birds all but visible. He was substituted out of the game and placed in the procedure known as the concussion protocol. The Patriots beat the Jaguars, and it seems likely that Gronkowski will be fit to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sunday's season finale. The relief of the NFL can only be wondered at. The league faced the prospect of one of its biggest stars missing its biggest game because of its biggest problem. That problem can be summed up in the clatter of two American football helmets clashing. American football helmets are intended, as helmets usually are, to protect the skull and its fragile contents. They have evolved from primordial leather protectors via assorted polycarbonate shells to the helmet currently rated the safest, the Zero-One, made by Seattle startup Visis, a flexible, multi-layered lid designed to absorb impact from multiple directions. They start at $950 each. But American football helmets, like the rest of the armour worn by American football players, are just as usually deployed as weapons. Barry Church's clobbering of Rob Gronkowski was, under the game's rules, illegal. But most of the Patriots' rivals would consider a 15-yard penalty and subsequent $25,000 fine a bargain price for the removal of an opponent as dangerous as Gronk. Concussion and the effects of repeated doses of even subconcussive impact looms as a potentially existential threat to the NFL. A recent study of the brains of deceased NFL players found that 99% showed signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, which can cause symptoms akin to dementia. The most infamous case is that of another New England tight end, Aaron Hernandez, who hanged himself in prison in 2017 while serving life for murder. He was 27. Post-mortem brain scans showed the worst case of CTE doctors had seen in someone so young. The NFL has already paid a $1 billion settlement to cover roughly 20,000 retired players for the next 65 years. But that won't address the problem of new generations of parents reluctant to let their kids play high school ball, the beginning of the road for most NFL players, if and when it becomes possible to test for CTE in living players, whether at high school, college, or in the NFL, many may leave the game. But the NFL is an umpty billion-dollar industry and fortunes will be spent to save it. Efforts to save players' brains and perhaps the game along with it are ongoing. It is a process made more complex by the fact that the NFL helmet is more than just a helmet. Coaches communicate directly with the quarterback and one designated defensive player via digital transmitters in an earpiece. So the helmet of the future might include such features as embedded cameras, accelerometers and impact sensors, and even heads-up displays of the sort used by fighter pilots. Riddell, who designed the first plastic helmets in 1939 and remained the major supplier of helmets to the NFL, have developed an in-helmet system called InSight, which alerts trainers on the sideline to especially severe cranial impacts on the field.
No sign of cardiac anomaly or unusual brain activity.
Players are not always reliable judges of their own injuries. Complicating matters further is that despite the brutality that the helmet is supposed to mitigate, it is not a purely utilitarian implement in the way that its military equivalent might be. The helmet bears the logos of teams. This Sunday, the Patriots' stylized Minuteman and the Eagles' silver wing feathers. It also epitomizes the cyborg superhuman aura the NFL cultivates around its players. The thing that protects against the game's ugliness must also be beautiful.
Our very special thanks to Andrew Muller for that deep dive into the design of the American football helmet. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. Do remember, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. But for now, I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.